Hi, I'm David Malapo from the I Can Foundation. Relationships are like a lift. They can take you up or they can bring you down. I want to share with you 10 secrets on how you can have a fulfilling relationship. Relationship with your spouse, relationship with your children, and the relationship with the people around you. 10 secrets on how you can fulfill that relationship. The first secret, the power of thought. Love begins with our thoughts. We become what we think about. Loving thoughts create loving experiences and loving relationships. Affirmations can change our beliefs and thoughts about ourselves and others. If we want to love someone, we need to consider their needs and desires. The second secret, the power of giving. If you want to receive love, all you have to do is give it. The more love you give, the more you will receive. To love is to give of yourself freely and unconditionally. Practice random acts of kindness. Before committing to a relationship, ask not what the other person will be able to give to you, but rather, what will you be able to give them? The secret formula of a happy, lifelong, loving relationship is to always focus on what you can give instead of what you can take. The third secret, the power of respect. You cannot love anyone unless you first respect them. The first person you need to respect, though, is yourself. To begin to gain self-respect, ask yourself, what do I respect about myself? To gain respect for others, even those you may dislike, ask yourself, what do I respect about them? The fourth secret, the power of friendship. To find a true love, you must first find a true friend. Love does not consist of gazing into each other's eyes, but rather looking outward together in the same direction. To love someone completely, you must love them for who they are, not what they look like. Friendship is the soil through which love's seeds grow. If you want to bring love into a relationship, you must first bring friendship. The fifth secret, the power of letting go. If you love something, let it free. If it comes back to you, it's yours. If it doesn't, it never was. Even in a loving relationship, people need their own space. If we want to learn to love, we must first learn to forgive and let go of past hurts and grievances. Love means letting go of our fears, prejudices, egos, and condition. Say this to yourself. Today, I let go of all my fears. The past has no power over me. Today is the beginning of a new life. Say it one more time. Today, I let go of all my fears. The past has no power over me. Today is the beginning of a new life. The sixth secret, the power of communication. When we learn to communicate openly and honestly, life changes. To love someone is to communicate with them. Let the people you know that you love them and appreciate them. Never be afraid to say those three magic words, I love you. Never let an opportunity pass to praise someone. Always leave someone you love with a loving word. It could be the last time you see them. If you're about to die but could make telephone calls to the people you loved, who would you call? What would you say? And by the way, why are you still waiting? The seventh secret, the power of commitment. If you want to have love in abundance, you must be committed to it. And that commitment will be reflected in your thoughts and actions. Commitment is the true test of love. If you want to have loving relationships, you must be committed to loving relationships. When you are committed to someone or something, quitting is never an option. Commitment will distinguish a fragile relationship from a strong one. The eighth secret, it is the power of passion. Passion ignites love and keeps it alive. Lasting passion does not come through physical attraction alone. It comes from deep commitment, enthusiasm, interest, and excitement. Passion can be recreated by recreating past experiences when you felt passionate. Spontaneity and surprises produce passion. The essence of love and happiness are the same. All we need to do is to live each day with passion. The ninth secret, the power of touch. Touch is one of the most powerful expressions of love. It is a point where you break down barriers and you begin to have bonding relationships. Touch changes our physical and emotional state and makes us more receptive to love. Finally, the 10th secret that will enable you to have a fulfilling relationship, the power of trust. Without it, one person becomes suspicious, anxious, and fearful, and the other person feels trapped and emotionally suffocated. You cannot love someone completely unless you trust them completely. Act as if your relationship with that person you love will never end. One of the ways you can tell whether a person is right for you is to ask yourself, do I trust them completely and unreservedly? If the answer is no, think carefully about making a commitment. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a fulfilling relationship, remember those 10 secrets. The power of thought, the power of giving, the power of respect, the power of friendship, the power of letting go, the power of communication, the power of commitment, the power of passion, the power of touch, and finally, the power of trust. If there is trust in that relationship, then you can go places, my friend. I know, because you can do all things through Christ, who will give you the strength.